Hello, everyone, and welcome to Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. There are many adjectives that can be used to describe today's left, but possibly the most accurate of all is the word wicked. There are wicked people with wicked intentions that have committed their political careers to fundamentally changing the country we all know and love. We discuss how we can stop those people today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America, wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. The title, ladies and gentlemen, of my subject today is The Most Wicked of All. You know, none are as wicked as those who are entrusted to guard the nation's, parentheses, the people's, treasury, while looting the same, while wearing the uniform of the law and the badge and all. Would Jesus Christ appoint a wolf to guard our most prized herd of sheep? Would he select a fox to guard the nation's hen house? Would he select a convicted thief to guard Fort Knox? Would he select the devil himself to teach Sunday school or preach the gospel? Would he choose an idiot to lead our educational system from pre-K through college? Would he choose a communist to lead a nation of free people committed to the rule of law and justice for all? Would he pick a dictator as head of government? Would he choose leaders of Congress who believes in big government and disrespect our founding documents? Would he pick Hitler to lead the nation of Israel? Should a leader in La Cosa Nostra be nominated as Pope? These are profound questions that any person of common sense would answer with a resounding no. Yet, as you go back in history, you will find instances where similar selections have been made. Our own government, from Washington, D.C. to cities and states, will find many people sitting in seats of power that qualify in varying degrees to a fox, a wolf, thieves, idiots, communists, mafioso, Hitler-like, wicked, and evil. Now, many who are as evil as the devil himself, and yet there are many who are true statesmen, honorable, and conduct themselves in a Christ-like manner. Many who honor their oath of office while others never give it a second thought. If a congressperson behaves as a congressperson swears they will, if a senator behaves as a senator swears they will, if a policeman behaves with honor as a policeman should, if a preacher or the Pope behaves like a preacher or Pope should, if a lawyer, a CPA, a doctor, a restaurateur, or merchant behaves as they should, with honor and honesty, if an employee performs as they promise when seeking employment, if an employer is always honorable and treats employees exactly as projected when hiring them, then almost all perceived problems in our world disappears automatically. Now, James Madison uttered, "If men were angels, no government would be needed. Well, you could expand that thought to include, if men were angels, no jails would be needed. No fines would be needed. Police would not be necessary. Armies would not be required. And wars would not be prepared for or fought. Men are not angels. And all these things must be prepared for and paid for. Jesus Christ does not make our appointments to key positions that determine what direction our government will conduct its affairs. The President of the United States does. It's vitally important that we nominate honorable conservatives and then elect them to our highest post. If we want an honorable FBI leader, we have to have an honorable Attorney General who is appointed by the President. If we want judges that defend the original language and intent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we must retain Donald Trump as our president. When his second term is over, we must keep someone like him in the Oval Office. If the farmer wants to keep the flow of eggs coming, he must keep the fox out of the hen house. Don't let the wolf near your sheep herd, or there will be no more wool to harvest. Stop the rioting, burning, and looting. And here's a little memo to Democrats. If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about. At the recent hearing conducted by Jerry Nadler, they tried to force Attorney General Barr to promise not to release Special Counsel Durham's report before the election. Now, Attorney General Barr didn't fall for the trap, but it's worth repeating, Democrats, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about. But based on your past and your buddies appointed to key positions by Obama, I would think you have plenty to worry about. Let the wheels of justice grind on. And remember, as Winston Churchill said, socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Are we perhaps at freedom's terminus? Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.